Hi, good morning. Today's daf is Brachas daf Chav Zayin. We left off Chav Vav Amud Beis toward the bottom of the Amud 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11 lines up from the bottom of the Amud. Today we are going to discuss primarily the Zmanim of Tefillah, which we started discussing with the beginning of the fourth parak in the Mishnah that we did yesterday. So first we're going to talk a little bit about Mincha and the Zmanim of Mincha Gedola, Mincha Katana. We're going to talk about the Zman for Shachris, and when we say that the Zman of Shachris is either until Chatzos or until 4 hours, what does 4 hours mean? So we alluded to this yesterday. Does 4 hours mean Ad va'ad bechlal or ad v'lo ad bechlal? Does it mean until the beginning of the fourth hour? Or does it mean including the fourth hour and until the end of the fourth hour? And we're going to bring rayas from Mincha, whether it can mean ad va'ad bechlal or ad v'lo ad bechlal. Then we're going to talk a lot about the concept of davening Mincha early, both on Erev Shabbos and being Mekabel Shabbos and then making Kiddush. And also on the flip side, which we don't do anymore, which is on Motzoi Shabbos, davening, let's say, Mincha and Maariv earlier, even before Shabbos is technically over, and whether one is allowed to make Havdalah at that time, the certain reasons that you might need to have in order for ending Shabbos early. We're also going to talk a little bit about the proper hanhogos that a person is supposed to have when davening, and in particular, how a person has to act when davening next to his Rebbe. Is the person allowed to daven next to his Rebbe? Is he allowed to daven behind his Rebbe? So a lot of halachas like that, but primarily a discussion about the Zmanei Tefillah. Today's shiur, like many of our other shiurim, is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children, and we thank him very, very much for his continued sponsorship. So again, we're about 11 lines up from the end of the page on Chav Vav Amud Beis, and we are going to begin with the fourth word on the line, which is Ve'ezu. The first word on that line is Ad. So says the Gemara as follows: Ve'ezu Mincha Gedola. What's the Zman of Mincha Gedola? We had spoken yesterday that the Zman of Mincha is in the afternoon. So when is that? So Misheshos Umechza Ulamala. Says the Gemara, it's from 6.5 hours into the day and on. In other words, it's not what's halachically chatzos. The earliest man mincha is going to be a little bit after chatzos. It's going to be a half hour in the shows manios after chatzos. Veze mincha katana. So in that case, what's mincha katana, which is later in the day? Says the Gemara, mitesha shows umechza ulamala. It's from 9.5 hours and 9.5 hours and on. So it's basically from 9.5 hours shows manios until either Erev or until Plaga Mincha. We'll see what exactly the Zman for Mincha is in a little bit. There happens to be Machlokas Rishonim when the Gemara brings down the time for Mincha Gedola and the time for Mincha Katana. Is one a lechatchila and one a bidiyeved, or is it sort of optional? In other words, is there any benefit or is there any maila to davening mincha during the period of mincha gedola, or is the Gemara just giving several options? You could either daven during mincha gedola, or if you want, you could daven mincha katana. So that's the machlokas rishonim. Says the Gemara, ibay lehu. Rabbi Yehuda had said, so there was machlokas in the Mishnah, you'll recall. The Tanakhama said that you're allowed to daven Mishnah ada erev, and Rabbi Yehuda said that you're allowed to daven mincha until plag ha-mincha. So says the Gemara, Siboilu, Rav Yehuda plag mincha kama ka'amar. Does Rav Yehuda mean the first plag ha-mincha, which the Mefarshim understand to mean plag ha-mincha of mincha gedola, or plag mincha achrona kamar? Or does he mean plag ha-mincha of mincha ketana, which is obviously much later in the day? Because plag ha-mincha literally, and the Gemara is going to work through the calculations, but plag ha-mincha literally means half of the Zman Mincha. So what do we mean? Do you mean that you're allowed to daven Mincha from until the half point between 6.5 hours in the day and 12 hours of the day and the end of the day, which is obviously a lot earlier? That's going to be 3-something. Or put another way, that's going to be 9 hours and change into the day. Or does he mean that the halfway point, the plag ha-mincha for davening mincha, is the halfway point during mincha katana? Does it mean that you're allowed to daven mincha until the halfway point from 9.5 hours into the day until 12 hours into the day? So what exactly does Rav Yehuda mean? Which plag ha-mincha is this? Says the Gemara, so Tashma. Let's try to bring a raya. The Tani Rav Yehuda, plag ha-mincha achrona, Amru, so it's explicit, right? That Rav Yehuda says that it's plaga mincha achrona, it's until half of the mincha achrona, meaning half of mincha katana, v'hi yod aleph shos chas ravia, which is another way of saying 10 3/4 hours into the day. So 10 3/4 hours into the day, because the Zman Mincha Ketana begins at 9.5 hours, the day ends at 12 hours. If you take the time between 9.5 and 12, divide it into two, so the first period ends at 10 3/4. So that's the Zman of Plaga Mincha. Good. So that much we've established. But you may recall, we left off yesterday in the middle of a larger discussion, which was two deos, two shitos, whether the tfilos were keneged avos tiknum or the tfilos were keneged karbonos tiknum. So we had brought rayas that we had a brisa like the mandemar that said tfilo keneged avos, we had a brisa like the mandemar said tfilo keneged karbonos, but says the Gemara, nema tave tiufte d'rav yosi b'rav chanina. So let's say this is akasha to Rav Yosi Brav Chanina. So says the Gemara. So in other words, what's the kasha? So the kasha is, according to the Man D'Amar, who says Tfilos Avos Tiknum, we're bringing all of these rayas on the Zmanei Atfila from the Zmanim in which the Karbonos can be brought. And the problem is, if Tfilos Keneged Avos Tiknum, so why are all the Zmanim established based on the time that the Karbonos could be brought? That's the kash of the Gemara. So says the Gemara, it's not a question. So Amar Lecha Rav Yosi Brav Chanina, Liolam Eim Lecha Tfilos Avos Tiknum. Maybe I'll tell you that Tfilos Avos Tiknum, that yes, the Avos were Mesakin the Tfilos, so they were patterned after the Tfilos that the Avos said. Vas Mechinu Rabbanon Akarbonos. Nevertheless, the Rabbanon, when they were Mesakin the actual content of the tefillah and the zmanei tefillah, they did make reference to the karbonos to figure out what to do. Dilo tema'achi, because forgetting about the zmanim and why the zmanim have to do with karbonos, don't be bothered by that. Ilo tema'achi, tefillos musaf for v'yosei rav chinina man tikna. We had been discussing a machlokas whether the tefillos were connected the avos or the tefillos connected the karbonos, and in our own mishnah we had discussed four tefillos: shachris, musaf, mincha, mariv. The problem is there's only three avos. So how can you say that the avos were masakin the tefillos, and now we're going to list four different tefillos that we daven? That makes zero sense. So says the Gemara, but obviously what you're going to say is tefillos musaf arvisu berchinina man tikna ela tefillos avos tiknum that's mechinu rabbanon a karbana. So it's obvious that the avos were masakin the tefillos, yet the rabbanon also made reference to the karbanos, to the karbanos as well. In other words, and Rashi explains what happened here, that the rabbanon were somech the tfilos. They took the tfilos that the avos were masakin and they made reference. They used the karbanos as a reference point. And v'chi einu b'musafim v'lo matzu tfilos, says Rashi, when they looked at the karban musaf and they realized, oh, there is no analogous tfilo because we have the karban tomet shel shachar reshachros and bein arbayim is mincha and the varma the p'tarim is mariv. But musaf, what's the tfilo keneged musaf? So matzu tfilo kenegda. So the Rabbanon at that point were misakein tefilas musaf keneged karbanos. Okay, so that's the end of the discussion, whether tefila is keneged avos or keneged karbanos. Now, back to the zmanim. So Rav Yehuda omer ad arba shos. Rav Yehuda had said, he argued on the Tanakamu, said that you're allowed to daven shachros until chatzos. So Rav Yehuda says, no, the shmonesrei of shachros, you have to daven up until 4 hours. So iboilu, ad va'ad b'chlal, o dilma ad v'lo ad b'chlal. So when we say ad arba shos, what does it mean? Does it mean ad va'ad b'chlal, or does it mean ad velo ad b'chlal? So in other words, up until the beginning of the fourth hour or up until the end of the fourth hour, meaning including the fourth hour. Says Rashi, it's pashut that according to the Chachamim who said ad chatzos until the sixth hour, it's only ad chatzos. It's only ad velo ad b'chlal. It's only until the sixth hour. It cannot be including the sixth hour. Why? Because we'll see in the Gemara that the Zman for Mincha, the earliest Zman for Mincha, we said, was Sheishos Umechza, and we know that you're not allowed to daven Shachris at the time that you're allowed to daven Mincha. So if the Chachamim, when they said Ad Chatzos, they meant Ad Va'ad Bechlal, including the sixth hour, it would come out that the Zman of Shachris and the Zman of Mincha would overlap, and that's an impossibility. But the question is, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says it's only until the fourth hour, does it mean until the beginning of the fourth hour, or does it mean until the end of the fourth hour? So says the Gemara, Toshma, Rav Yehuda Omer ad plaga mincha. Rav Yehuda said that you're allowed to daven mincha until plaga mincha. So what does it mean until plaga mincha? We already said plaga mincha is 10 and 3 quarter hours into the day, right? Because it's the halfway point of mincha ketana. But what does it mean ad plaga mincha? I amre pishlama ad velo ad bichlal. If he means that you're allowed to daven mincha until the time of plaga mincha, but not during the time of plaga mincha, haynu dika bein Rav Yehuda l'Rabbanan. Now I understand there's a difference between the Shita Rav Yehuda and the Shita the Rabbanan, because the Rabbanan say that you're allowed to daven mincha until Erev, and Rav Yehuda says that you're allowed to daven mincha until plaga mincha, but not including the time of plaga mincha. Eli amrit advad v'chlal, but if you want to say that when Rav Yehuda says that you're allowed to daven until plaga mincha, he means until plaga mincha and during the time of plaga mincha. So Rav Yehuda, Ainu Rabbanan. So Rav Yehuda is the same Shita as the Rabbanan. In other words, they're both saying that you're allowed to daven mincha until Erev. But the Chachamim are articulating it that you're allowed to daven mincha until, but not including Erev. And Rav Yehuda articulates it by saying you're allowed to daven mincha until and including the Zman of Plaga Mincha. So isn't it a raya that when he says ad Plaga Mincha, he means ad velo ad bechlal. He means until, but not including the time of Plaga Mincha. Says the Gemara, yeah, it's a good raya, but elamai ad velo ad bechlal. So now you've brought me a raya that ad means ad velo ad bechlal, not including Plaga Mincha, but ema seifa. But look at the seifa, v'shal musafin kolayom. And the Mishnah said that you're allowed to daven musaf all day. Rav Yehuda Omer ad shevashos, and Rav Yehuda says until 7 hours. Vitanya, and we learn hayulafanav shtei tefilos. If you had in front of you two tefilos that you haven't yet davened, echad shel musaf, echad shel mincha, one of musaf and one mincha, mispalal shel mincha v'akar kach shel musaf. First you have to daven mincha, then you daven musaf. Shezu tadira v'du ena tadira, because mincha we daven every day, Musaf we daven only on Shabbos and Yom Tov and Rosh Chodesh. Rav Yehuda Omer, Rav Yehuda says, Mispal Shal Musaf, Akakach Shal Mincha. No, you have to daven Musaf first and then Mincha. Why? Shazu Overes, Vazu Eino Overes. Because the Zman for Musaf is going to pass a lot faster than the Zman for Mincha. Because Mincha, we already saw you're allowed to daven either until the evening or until Plaga Mincha. Musaf, you're only allowed to daven until 7 hours. But what does he mean? Does he mean adva ad bechlal or adva lo ad bechlal by Musaf? Says the Gemara, here's Araya. I amre pishlama adva ad bechlal. If he says adva ad bechlal, in other words, into the 7th hour, not until the beginning of the 7th hour, but even into the 7th hour, then haynu demishkachas lo shtei tefilos ba'adei adodi. Now I understand how you could have mincha and musaf in the same time period, because you start davening mincha 6.5 hours into the day, which is in the 7th hour already, because it's 6.5 hours into the day, and you're allowed to daven musaf until the end of that hour. In other words, from 6.5 until 7, then you can daven both mincha and musaf. Eli amrit ad velo ad bechlal. So, but if when we say until the 7th hour, we mean just until the beginning of the 7th hour, not in the 7th hour itself, how can we ever have two tefillos at the same time? Kivan da asyala shel mincha, azlala shel musafin. Once the zman of mincha comes, the time for musaf has already passed by. Because if you're going to say when he said ad shevashos, it means ad velo ad bechlal, it turns out that you're only allowed to daven musaf until the end of the 6th hour, beginning of the 7th hour. Whereas mincha, you could only daven from 6.5 hours during the day. So it's never possible for these two tefillahs to overlap. Isn't that a raya that we say ad va'ad bechlal? So says the Gemara, yeah, well, yeah, that's a pretty compelling raya. Elamai, ad va'ad bechlal, bakasha resha, ma'ika bein Rav Yehuda l'Rabbanan. But if we're going to say that when he says ad is ad va'ad bechlal, then we're back to our question. When they have the machlokas about davening tefillahs mincha is either ad erev or tefillahs mincha is ad plaga mincha, of course he means ad and not including, because if he said ad and including the zman of plaga mincha, like all the way up to erev, then there's no difference between Rav Yehuda and the Chachamim. So we have conflicting inferences from the Mishnah, whether ad means including or only until. Says the Gemara, mi savret dai plaga mincha, plag achrona kamar, plag rishona kamar. No, well, it's not a question at all. In other words, when he says Plag HaMincha, why do you assume that he's talking about the later Plag HaMincha? Maybe he's talking about the earlier Plag HaMincha. And in other words, right now, when the Gemara says Plag Rishon and Plag Archona, it means a different thing than when the Gemara used that terminology on Chaf Avam and Beis. On Chaf Avam and Beis, we were talking about Plag Rishon and Plag Archona. Plag Rishon was Plag of Mincha Gedola. Plag Achrona was Plag of Mincha Katana. Now we're saying that there is something called the Tfilas, the Zman Mincha Katana. Mincha Katana is from 9.5 hours in the day and on. So the Plag HaMincha, half of that time, is 10.75 hours into the day. So when Rav Yehuda says Plag HaMincha, that you're allowed to daven Mincha until Plag HaMincha, does he mean that you're allowed to be davening in the second half of that Zman Mincha? In other words, from 10.75 until 12 hours? Or is he saying that you're allowed to daven from 9.5 hours until 10.75 hours? So, in other words, and until and including would mean not that you're allowed to daven the whole second half of the Plag HaMincha, but that you're allowed to daven from 9.5 hours into the day until and including the 10.75 hour in the day. So what does he mean? So says the Gemara. So V'achi Kamar Amos Nafik Plag Rishona Va'ayil Plag Achrona. When does the first half of the Mincha Katana period end and the second half of the Mincha Katana period begin? It's at 10.75 hours in the day. So in other words, even if you're going to say Adva Ad Bechlal, that wouldn't mean that Rav Yehuda is saying the same thing as the Chachamim, because the Chachamim say that you're allowed to daven Mincha all the way until nightfall. Rav Yehuda says you're allowed to daven Mincha until and including the 10.75 hours in the day. But nobody ever says, according to Rav Yehuda, that you're allowed to daven Mincha all the way until the end of the day. And says the Gemara, yeah, this is the right way to interpret Rav Yehuda Shita. Amar Rav Nachman, Afana Nami Tanina, Rav Yehuda ben Bava, Heyed Chamisha Dvarim. Rav Yehuda ben Bava was Meyed 5 different things. So the first one is shememanin esaktana, that we teach the katana to perform miyun. So what's miyun? So there's a long Rashi here, but it's appropriate to read it inside, because the Yelps explain to us what the case is. So Rashi, it begins about a quarter of the way down the page. Shememanin esaktana says so Rashi gives us background. So Ketana she'asiya ima la'achar misa saviya. A Ketana whose mother marries her off after the death of her father. The midaraisa in kedusha klum. Midaraisa, the mother or the girl's older brother does not have any power to give her away in kedushin. Shere Ketana ina bas das, because she's a Ketana, she's not a bas das, she can't make the kedushin herself, she can't accept it herself. Ves ima lo zachsa Torah lios lakoach lekadsha. And the Torah did not give the mother the ability to accept kedushin for the girl. Ela la'av, they only gave the father the ability on a daraisa level. Shnemar is bisi nasati lishazeh. Okay, amiyu rabbanan tiknu la kedushin latzricha miyun. However, the rabbanan said on a rabbanan level, the kedushin of the mother works so that the girl would require miyun. What's miyun? Miyun is that I reject the marriage. So if there's a marriage that is valid only on a rabbinic level, the girl has the ability to say, I'm a ma'enes, I reject the marriage, and the marriage is therefore batal. So the Rabbanan made this sort of fabrication of the rabbinic marriage so that she should not be hefker and that she should be designated to a certain husband. If the girl does this miyun, if she rejects the marriage, lacharzman v'yamar yefshiba, and she says, I don't want this marriage anymore, yotzei sumutaris l'kaladam, she leaves the marriage, she's mutar t'l'kaladam, ain't tzricha men a get, she doesn't require a get. Why? Because you only need a get to absolve a marriage that was valid on the daraisa level. This marriage was only valid on a drabana level. V'heyed rav yudim abava, shepamim shemitzvah al beisin l'lamda shetamoin bo. Sometimes there's a mitzvah on beisin that they should teach the girl to do miyun. Kagon, shtei achim nesuin shtei achio. So over here we have a yavamos issue. So you have two brothers who marry two sisters, yisamos, they're both yisamos. Achas gedola, so one of them is a gedola, and therefore v'kedushasei kedushei Torah, and she's mekudeshes on a daraisa level. The achas katana, and one is a katana, she'in kedushasei ela midrabanan. Her mother gave her away in kedushin, but that kedushin is only midrabanan. Umeis bala shel gedola, and the husband of the gedola dies below banim without children. V'naflof ne achiv liyibum, and the gedola comes now to the brother, the one who's married on a rabbana level to the katana to do yibum. V'nimtzei zikuka lo min haTorah, that zikas yibum is min haTorah, and v'zika zu oseres esh ishto alav mishum achos zikukaso. And that Zika is going to aser the Ktana, his wife, on him, because the wife is now Achos Zkukaso, because there's a Zika Ziba Midaraisa. She Kachos Ishto. V'amar Rav Elazar b'Maseches Yevamos, Milamdim Ktana Zu Shetimoin Babaila. We teach this Ktana that she should do Mion on her husband. V'te Oker Kedushasel Lamafreya, and be Oker Rekdushin Lamafreya. V'te Ase Kol Bilosel Kiloin Shals Nus, and make all the Bilos Bilos Nus. Why? In order to permit the brother to fulfill the mitzvah midaraisa of Yibum and marry the sister, marry the older sister. And Rav Yudim and Bava was made on the day that they compiled all of Maseches Eduyos, that the halacha is like Rav Elazar, that we teach the Ketana to do Mion in order so that the Rabbanan marriage should go away and it should clear the brother to fulfill the mitzvah midaraisa of Yibam. Okay, so that's Halacha 1. Shemamenes es haKetana. The rest of them are easier. V'shemasiyan es ha'isha al pi eid echad. And that we believe in eid echad to say that a husband died and therefore the woman is fit to be remarried. V'al tarnagol sheniskol b'Yerushalayim al sha'arig es ha'nefesh. And that they one time stoned a tarnagol in Yerushalayim because the tarnagol killed somebody. How in the world can a rooster kill somebody? So Rashi explains that the rooster pecked on the skull of a baby in the area where the skull had not yet hardened. And the point is that the halachas of Sharaniskal and of a Tam and a Muad that we describe in the Torah, they apply not only to a shor, but also to any other animal, so even to this rooster. That 40-day-old wine can be used for nisach hayayin on the mizbeach. And here we go. V'al tamid shel shachar, and on the tamid shel shachar, shekarav be'arba shos, that it could be brought be'arba, during the fourth hour. We had a whole debate in the Gemara whether ad, it says in our Mishnah, ad arba shos, and we were wondering whether ad was ad b'chal until the beginning of the fourth hour or even during the fourth hour. Now we have this edus when they compiled Maseches Eduyos that it was not ad arba shos, it was be arba shos during the fourth hour. Shema mina ad v'ad b'chal. Therefore, we know that in our Mishnah, when we say ad arba shos, it means ad v'ad b'chal until and including. Because over here we have a brisa that says explicitly during the fourth hour. Shema mina and Amar Rav Kana Alacha K'Rav Yehuda Hol V'tznan B'Pchirasa Kavasei. The halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, because we learn, like him, in Maseches Eduyos, that all of the Eduyos, and Rashi explains that all of these Eduyos that are brought down in Maseches Eduyos, we paskin like, and therefore Eduyos is called Bechirasa, the choicest Masechta. Okay, two dots, last skinny line. The Altamet Shashachar Shakara Ba'arba Shos. Altamet Shashachar is brought during even the fourth hour, until and including the fourth hour, as we just saw. Saman Tana Laha. So who is the Tano who learns the following? Detran, V'cham HaShemesh V'namas. Legabe the mun. It says, and the sun got hot, and then the mun melted. So Ba'arba Shos. So that's in the fourth hour of the day. Tzatomer Ba'arba Shos. So yeah, you're telling me it's the fourth hour of the day. Oena Ela B'Shei Shos. Maybe it means the sixth hour of the day. Maybe it means Chatzos. Says the Gemara, Kishu Omer Kechom Ayom. No, when it says later in the Pasuk, Kechom Ayom, that's the heat of the day. Harei Shei Shos. Amar Ha'am Ani Mekai V'cham HaShemesh. When we talk about the sun being hot, but it's something short of the Chom Hayom, that's Ba'arba Shos. That's the fourth hour. So says the Gemara, Mani, Lo Rav Yehuda, Velo Rabbanan. So who is this? This is not the Shita of Rav Yehuda, and it's not the Shita of the Rabbanan. Why? Because this Brisa is Mashma. Rashi explains how Mashma the Arba Lav Boker, who Duxiv Yilkatu Oso Baboker Baboker. It says that they collected the mun in the morning, the Chama Shemesh Vinamos, Anoser, and then the sun got strong and melted all the mun, Umidamuki Vinamos, Barba Shos, and when the mun already melted in the fourth hour of the day, Mechlal Delavzman Lakitahu, Vla Boker Mikri. So it's Mashma that it was melting. It was obviously after the time that they were collecting it, because they couldn't have possibly collected it when it was melting. So if they collected it in the morning, and then in the fourth hour is when it melted. So obviously the fourth hour is not the morning. But you're only allowed to daven shachris in the morning. So if the fourth hour is no longer the morning, this brisa is not going like Rav Yehuda, it's not going like Chachamim, because the Rav Yehuda says that you're allowed to daven shacharis ad arba shos. The Chachamim said you're allowed to daven shacharis until chatzos. So who's this brisa going like? Says the Gemara, E Rav Yehuda ad arba shos nami tzafrahu, E Rabbanan ad chatzos nami tzafrahu, as we just said. Says the Gemara, Ibas Ema Rav Yehuda, Ibas Ema Rabbanan. It could be going like both of them. Ibas Ema Rabbanan. It could be according to the Rabbanan, Amar Kra, Baboker, Baboker, Chalku, Lishnei Bekarim. So just divide it into two mornings. So in other words, there's a first half of the morning and there's a second half of the morning. And the mon they collected during the first half of the morning, during the first 3 hours in the day, but not during the second 3 hours in the day. Shachris could be davened all morning until chatzos. V'ibosema Rav Yehuda, and it could mean Rav Yehuda, it could be Rav Yehuda Shita also. Hai boker yaseira laktim lo sha achas. In other words, and the reason that it says baboker, baboker, it's because even though including the fourth hour, during the fourth hour is still the morning, the word baboker, baboker teaches us that they only collected the mon until the beginning of the fourth hour. The kuli amamiyas v'cham ha-shemesh v'namos barba shos. So my mashma. So the Gemara says this is like a pretty weird discussion. We're having a debate whether this brisa goes like Rav Yehuda the Rabbanan, and we're sort of making the assumption that v'chama shemesh v'namos means the fourth hour in the day. How in the world do we know that? Says the Gemara, Amar Avacha Bar Yaakov, Amar Krav, V'chama Shemesh V'namos, Ezu Isha, Shashemesh Cham, V'tzol Tzonen, Arei Omer, Havi Omer, Zeh Barber Shos. So what is the hour where the sun is strong, but it's still cool in the shade? That's the fourth hour in the day. Rashi says, until the fourth hour in the day, even the sun is not strong. And after the fourth hour in the day, even the shade has a lot of heat built up, and therefore even the shade is hot. Okay. Says the Gemara Vayter, Tfilos Amincha Ad Ereb. Samar le Rav Chisda le Rav Yitzchak. So said Rav Chisda to Rav Yitzchak. So Hasam Amar Rav Kahana by Shachris. Rav Kahana said Alacha Rav Yehuda all the time b'chirasa kavasei, because we had a brisa like him in Meseches Edios. Hacha Mai, what the Alacha by Mincha? Are you allowed to daven Mincha until Erev, or do you have to daven Mincha only before Plaga Mincha? So Ishtik v'lo Amar Le v'lo Midi. So he didn't answer him. So Amar Rav Chisda Nechsei Anan. So let's bring a Raya. The Rav Masli Shel Shabbos be'Erev Shabbos mebod yom. From the fact that Rav used to daven the tefillah of Shabbos on Erev Shabbos when it was still day, shmamina halacha k'Rav Yehuda. So we see that the halacha is like Rav Yehuda. Why? How do we see from here that the halacha is like Rav Yehuda? Because from the fact that they davened Mariv before nightfall, it shows that it was no longer the Zman of Mincha. Why was it no longer the Zman of Mincha? Because you have to daven Mincha only before Plaga Mincha and not all the way until Erev. So that's the Raya. Says the Gemara, well, Adarabba, mid Rav Huna Rabbanan, from Rav Huna Rabbanan, lo avi matzli ad urta, they wouldn't be Mekabel Shabbos until nightfall, shmamina ein halacha k'Rav Yehuda. So we see from here is that the halacha is not like Rav Yehuda, and therefore, they couldn't daven Mariv until after nightfall, because until nightfall, it was the Zman Mincha. And the Tzlach said, how do I know that the halacha is not like Rav Yehuda? Because if it were possible for them to daven Mariv early and be Mekabel Shabbos, they would have, because of the mitzvah of Tosefa Shabbos. But for the fact that they weren't Mekabel Shabbos until afterwards, it shows that the halacha is not like Rav Yehuda. So says the Gemara, Hashta, the Loitmar, Ilchasa, Lo Kamar, Velo Kamar, famous line in the Gemara. So now that the halacha has not been established either way, David Kamar Ovid of David Kamar Ovid. So if you could go like either one, you could go like either one. Rabbi Yonah says famously that, yeah, you're allowed to paskin like either one as long as you're not soser yourself. In other words, you're not allowed to daven, you're not allowed to daven mincha and mariv after plag and before shkia, because now you're in between that gray area. And Rabbeinu Yonah says further, you're also not allowed to be soser yourself from day to day. So in other words, if on a regular day you usually daven mincha mariv straddling shkia, you are not allowed to daven mincha mariv straddling plag on another day. Exception, Erev Shabbos, because there's a mitzvah of Tosefa Shabbos. So even if regularly you're a Shkia guy, so Sunday through Thursday you daven around Shkia, so Friday night you're allowed to daven before Plag and make Plag Shabbos as well. So that's what the Gemara means when it says David Kamar of it, David Kamar of it. Says the Gemara, Rav Ikla Lebe Gneva. So Rav went to Gneva's house, Vitzoli Shal Shabbos, Berev Shabbos, and he davened, and he was Mekabel Shabbos early. He davened the Shabbos, the Shabbos tefillah even on Erev Shabbos. Vavi matzli Rav Yirmei ba'arba lachore de Rav. Rav Yirmei ba'arba was davening behind Rav. V'sayim Rav v'laposke l'sulse de Rav Yirmiya. And Rav finished Manesre before his Talmud Rav Yirmiya, but he didn't walk in front of him to go back to his seat. Shmami Natla. So we learn three things from this story. Shmami Na Mespal Adam Shal Shabbos Barav Shabbos. So first we learn that you're allowed to be Mekabel Shabbos early. Shmami Na Mespal Talmud Achore Rabo. And we also learn that a Talmud's allowed to daven in back of his Rebbe. Shmami Na Asr Lavar Kenegan Mespalim. And we also learn that it's Asr to pass by in front of the Mespalim. The Achronim already say that if it's Letzorech Mitzvah, for example, a Kohen who finishes Shmoneh Esrei during Chazar Sashas has to go wash his hands to go duchen every day in Eretz Yisrael. So he's obviously allowed to pass by or pass in front of somebody who is still davening Shmoneh Esrei because he's got to get someplace. But stam to walk around and interrupt people who are davening Shmoneh Esrei is not an appropriate thing to do. So says the Gemara Vayter, four lines up from the bottom, Meseyeh Leila Rav Yeshua ben Levi, and this is a riot to Rav Yeshua ben Levi, Dem Rav Yeshua ben Levi, Usur Lavar Keneged HaMespalalim, it's Usur to pass by in front of people who are in front of people who are davening. Again, oh, so long as you're not going to perform a Dvar Mitzvah. Eini, it's not so of a Rav Ami Rav Asi Chalfi, they would pass by. So Rav Ami Rav Asi Chuslar Ba'amas Hu Dechalfi. No, they would pass by, but they wouldn't walk directly in front of somebody who was davening. They would walk four Amas away from somebody who's davening. Rav Yirmiyah Eichid Avid Haki says, the Gemara says, let's go back to the story, that they were davening and they were being Mekabel Shabbos early, but Rav Yirmiyah was davening behind his Rebbe. So how was he able to do this? V'amar Rav Yudam Arav Liolam Al Yispalel Adam, turning over to Chavzayin and Mabez, Lo Keneged Rabo, a person shouldn't daven next to his Rebbe, because if he stands next to his Rebbe, he's implying that he's equal to his Rebbe, V'lo Achore Rabo, and not after it, not behind his Rav. V'tanya Rav Elazar Omer, if a person davens behind his Rebbe, vanosen shalom l'rabo, and if a person is nosen shalom to his Rebbe, in other words, is disrespectful to initiate the discussion, because if you're meeting somebody who's greater than you, you should wait until he initiates the discussion. Vamachzer shalom l'rabo, and somebody who replies shalom aleichem to his Rebbe, hang on a second, so somebody who replies shalom aleichem to his Rebbe is being disrespectful? This is the epitome of respect. Tosfos says no. What it means is he's answering as if he would answer his friend. In other words, he just says Shalom Aleichem instead of saying Shalom Aleichem Rebbe Umori, which is what you're supposed to say to your Rebbe. So if a person does any of these things, Vacholik al Yeshivasa Shal Rabo, or if he opens up a competing yeshiva to compete with his Rebbe, Vaomer Davar Shalashama Mepi Rabo, or if he says something that he didn't hear from his Rebbe, in other words, a person has to be careful, because if a person is a Talmud Muvak and always says something from his Rebbe, then everybody will assume that if he mentions something stam, he's quoting from his Rebbe. Now, what if what the guy's saying is wrong? So he always has to be careful to say who he's quoting and who he's not quoting. So Goreim L'Shechina Shesestalik Me Yisrael. All these people caused the Shechina to not be dwelling amidst Klal Yisrael. So how could it be that Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba would daven right behind Rav? One of the things we said is that you're not supposed to daven behind your Rebbe. Says the Gemara, Shani Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba, the Talmud Chavar. So Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba was different because he was a Talmud Chavar. Not only was he a Talmud, he was the Talmud Muvak. V'ayinu Tekamar Le Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba L'Rav. And that's why Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba said to Rav, Mi badalt, did you desist from doing malacha when you were makabel Shabbos early? And Amar lay in Badilna, and he said, yes, I stopped doing malacha, but the diuk is, v'lo Amar mi badil mar. He didn't say, oh, did the Rebbe stop doing malacha? He just said, did you stop doing malacha? So obviously he interacted with him, he conversed with him in a less formal way. Says the Gemara, wait, umi badil, did he really stop doing malacha? V'yamar Ravi Oven, but Rav Oven said, Pamachas espal Rebbe shal Shabbos berev Shabbos. One time Rebbe was makabel Shabbos early, v'nichlas l'merchas, and then after a Kabbalah Shabbos, he went to the bathhouse, v'yotza, and then he left the bathhouse, v'shana lo pirkin, and he gave us a shir, v'adayin lo chashecha, and it still hadn't yet become dark, because it was in the summer, it was a plag Shabbos. Samarava, no, see, so, but the point is that he went into the merchas, and going into the merchas is something that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. So how could you say that he refrained from doing malacha after he was makabel Shabbos? We see that Rebbe went into the merchas after he was makabel Shabbos. So Marava who de nichnas laziyah v'kodem gzeru. No, he only went for a shvitz. He didn't go for a bath. He went for a shvitz, and it was before the gzeru that they made that you shouldn't even go for a shvitz on Shabbos. Eini, but it's not so. V'abaya shorile l'ravdimi bar levai. L'chavruye sali, that he let Ravdimi bar Levi put sulfur in baskets, which is a malacha. Says the Gemara, to Usi, no, that was a mistake. What was a mistake? That he didn't realize that it was a malacha? No, in other words, that he didn't intend to be makabel Shabbos early. The reason that he davened early was because it was a cloudy day. He thought it was already nightfall, but he didn't intend to be mekabel Shabbos early. V'tusa mihadra, but okay, good. So it was a mistake. Does that mean that you're allowed to undo? You're allowed to revoke the Kabbalah Shabbos? V'amar avidan pamachas niskashu shmayim oven. One day on Shabbos, it got very dark. Kesfurim lomar chashechu. They thought that it was nightfall. V'nichlas lebeis haknesas, and they went into the shul v'espalu shalmatzoy Shabbos b'Shabbos, and they davened mariv shalmatzoy Shabbos, but it was really still Shabbos. V'nispazru aven. And all of a sudden, they get out of shul. They're looking for the levana to make kiddush levana. The clouds scatter, v'zarcha achama, and the sun starts shining beautifully. And they realize, oh my God, we just davened mariv matzoy Shabbos, and it's still Shabbos. Uba b'shol Lewis Rebbe v'amar hol v'spalalu v'spalalu. And he said, not a big deal. He didn't make them do. He didn't make them daven mariv. He didn't make them daven mariv again. Now, even though he didn't let them do malacha, obviously, what it shows is that if you daven early, even before this man, then that's a valid thing that you did. So if you daven before Shabbos, if you daven tefillah Shabbos before Shabbos, when there's an inyan of Tosefes Shabbos, it should not be taken lightly, and you should not be able to do malacha. Says the Gemara, Shani Tzibur, Dloma Turchinalu. No, the Tzibur is different because he didn't want to be Matriach them. In other words, if you do something early, it is definitely valid. The reason now, if you do something early, it is not valid. In other words, it's not necessarily the case that we're going to hold the person to that which he did early, even by mistake. The reason by the tzibur why he said that he didn't have to daven marav again is because he didn't want to be matriach the tzibur to go into shul and to all gather again to daven marav. Aye, says the Gemara at the two dots. Amar Rav Chiya bar Oven, Rav Tzali shal Shabbos barav Shabbos. So we said that Rav was makabel Shabbos early. Rav Yoshe masli shal matzoy Shabbos b'Shabbos. Rav Yoshe was with daven the matzoy Shabbos while it was still Shabbos. So Rav Tzali shal Shabbos barav Shabbos. So Rav davened early on Friday. So Amar Kedusha Lakos, so ain't Amar Kedusha Lakos. So did he say Kiddush when it was still daytime on Friday, or did he not say Kiddush? So Tashma, Yomer Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel, Mispal Adam Shal Shabbos Berev Shabbos, for Omer Kedusha Lakos. Yeah, you're allowed to be Mekabel Shabbos early, and you're allowed to make Kiddush early. Vilchza Kabase, and Alocha is like him. So anybody who makes Plag Shabbos, yes, you're allowed to make Shabbos before the actual. You're allowed to make Kiddush rather before the actual Zman. So Rav Yoshi Matzli Shamatzoy Shabbos B'Shabbos. Rav Yoshi would daven Motzei Shabbos is davening on Shabbos. So Omer Avdala Lakos, Ein Omer Avdala. So would he say Abdullah or not? Now the Gemara is just asking, did he say the Berchas Abdullah? Obviously, he didn't say a Borim Oray Eish because you're not allowed to do Malacha until Motzoi Shabbos. So Toshma, the Amar Rav Yudah, Amar Shmuel, Mespal Adam Shem Motzoi Shabbos B'Shabbos, that yeah, you're allowed to daven the Motzoi Shabbos Fila on Shabbos. The Amar Abdullah Lakos, and you say Abdullah Lakos again without Borim Oray Eish. Amar Rav Zera, Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rav Elazar, Amar Rav Chanina, Amar Rav Betzad Amud Zeh. His spalel, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, shall Shabbos berev Shabbos at the side of this pillar, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi davened tefillah of Shabbos on erev Shabbos. Ki asu ula amar betzad tamarave v'lo betzad amen. He said no, it was beside a date tree. It was not beside a pillar. V'lo Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, ela Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yossi. It was the wrong amora as well. V'lo shall Shabbos berev Shabbosu ela shall matzoy Shabbos b'Shabbosu. And he didn't daven Erev Shabbos tefillah early on Erev Shabbos. He davened the Motzoi Shabbos tefillah early on Shabbos itself. Tosfos of Yerah points out that this halacha that you're allowed to daven the Motzoi Shabbos tefillah on Shabbos was obviously only if they had a big dvar mitzvah. He says like Lamalas, you know, to be mal somebody, or he had to do something that was really an emergency. But stam to daven early because he wanted to go catch the movies, obviously they would never ever do that. And as we saw also previously, they wouldn't actually do malacha when they would end Shabbos early. They would just daven marav and they would make havdalah, but they wouldn't make the bora miraish until later. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter a little bit. So just a couple more lines. Tfilas erev ein lakva. Tfilas marav ein lakeva. So ma ein lakeva. What does it mean that it doesn't have a time? Ilem adiboy matzli kuli leila. If the point is that you're allowed to daven marav all night long, so let's say tfilas erev kol alayla. So why do we use this weird lashon of ein lakeva? Just tell me like a regular person, tfilas marav is all night. Elama ein lakeva. What does it mean? Ein lakeva. Command the Amar tfilas arvis rishus. It's like the Mount Emeru says that tfilas arvis is rishus. Now, importantly, Tosfos over here says tfilas arvis rishus. Lav dafka rishus. It doesn't mean that it's rishus. It doesn't mean that it's optional. Elok the preaches lel. It's like we explained earlier. What did we explain earlier? Tosfos on Chavav had explained that it's rishus, meaning that if there's a mitzvah that you need to do and you're going to lose the ability to do the mitzvah, if you daven mariv, then you don't have to daven mariv. But it, God forbid, doesn't mean that it's optional to daven mariv. Demar Avu, Demar Shmuel, Tfilas Arvis, Rav Galil Amar Chova, Rav Yeshua Amar Rishus, Rav Galil says Zechov, Rav Yeshua says Rishus, Amar Abaye, Ilchzak Divrei Amar Chova. So Abaye says Halacha is like Divrei Amar Chova, Rav Amar Ilchzak Divrei Amar Rishus, and Rava says the Halacha is like the Mount Demar who says Rishus, but again, Rishus doesn't really mean Rishus. It means Rishus only in that it could be Nidche from the performance of a mitzvah that you're not going to be able to perform if you were to stop and daven Mariv. So we'll stop here. We'll pick up with the one dot, four lines up from the widest lines tomorrow.